Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 111.
Wow.
Today is Saturday, March 31st, 2018. Or April 1st in Australia! Yay!
God.
Happy April Fool's Day, guys! Happy Easter, all of that. Anyway, I am your host, Lita, and joining me over... there?
Nope.
That way?
Nope.
That way? That way. Yep. I always get it wrong. That way is Stone. Hey, Stone.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good.
Excellent.
Happy Excellent. Easter. And if you and if people don't do it, happy chocolate day.
Happy chocolate day? Yeah?
Yum, yum.
Every day's a chocolate day.
Like, every day is a coffee crisp day for me. So.
Really?
It's good to be back. Good to be back. So just a little, you know, so I had family stuff the week before, and then last week was body being stupid. And here I am again. I'm back. So
Yay.
Sorry.
So good. But thank you, Nisi, for helping me the last couple of weeks. We do appreciate it.
The last minute.
It's nice to have you back. So thank you. And we're all hanging out. Well, I'm hanging out in Booty Bay with someone.
Our
guest.
Who?
Actually.
Who is that? Yeah,
who's
really?
Flying the flag.
Is amazing.
It is. It's awesome. Everyone, look at the screen now. Because see the awesome flag that is the WoW Challenges flag. And we have got Sir. Hey, Sir.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. How are ya?
I'm good.
Thank you for being the bearer of the flag, as always. It is awesome. We love that. It looks very cool.
Hey, thanks. And you would expect that of a geek, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. It is very cool. But we're doing something else, aren't we, though, Sir?
Yes.
We are doing something else. So.
We are coming live from Booty Bay, so let's switch to it.
Yes. Booty Bay.
And we have a party going on.
I was going to say, Sir, I could see your reflection.
Oh, cool.
Just as it changed over, I'm like, oh, we got Stir on camera. No.
We've got this, like, this dark
shadow. Yeah.
Oh, he's a void. Stir, you're a void.
I am a void.
There we go. It's been revealed. No. Yes, we're having a party down in Booty Bay because Stir wanted to have a party. And this is where we are. So we've got some people in the chat room with us and in the guild. So come on down to Booty Bay on Wormrest if that is where you are. Because we're just, you know, standing on top of the bank, having a dance, just chilling, which is kind of cool. So thank you for doing that. There we all are. And so anyway, let's get on with things so people can watch the awesome fun that is the dance party. I just realized Essie and Nisi are twins. That's a little disturbing, guys.
And aren't you glad that they can't hold signs up?
I know, right? Oh, that's so funny. Oh, that's cool. Anyway, so it's been a little while since we've had you on. So do you want to tell us, you know, for all the new people, all the people that may not, you know, who? Hang on. Let me just fix my glasses here. Let me get my pencil. Okay. Who is the real Stir? Tell us all about you, Stir. Who are you, really?
Oh, well, thanks. Been around the block a few times in this Ironman challenge and have at least one rogue up on the leaderboard. And I'm still holding down the Worm Rest Accord, guild, where a lot of players come out and give the challenge a try. And that's it. You can often find me in Discord, just chatting and answering questions for new players and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Which is awesome. And we've got a very busy guild at the moment, which is good to see, which is awesome. We've got quite a few on, which is nice. And I noticed that it's been quite busy with, because I happen to have an add-on that tells me who joins the guild and who leaves the guild. So it's always exciting when I log into Wormrest and there's like so-and-so, all these people have left the guild. And I'm like, whoa. We've had a bad day with the challenge too. Some people have, had to go. But yes, it has been very busy, which is good.
Yeah. It's real busy. In fact, I need to maybe work on the roster. I think we've got over 700 members right now. And so that's quite a few. And I'm sure there's been quite a few players that have not logged in for a while. But it's always busy. It seems like every podcast will have a uptick in, new players joining and trying it out and stuff like that. So it's going good. And so many of us are just trying to survive post, the 7.3.5 patch and what it means and stuff like that. And so you'll see a lot of the old pros on trying different things and new players giving it a shot. So it's quite busy.
Yes, it is definitely. And it's probably, it's probably busy for you being US, obviously. And it's good for me when I log on. It's nice when I log on and there may be a couple of people on, which is always exciting, like Azzy and Zaya, which is good. Hi guys. But of course, it is better for me to log on and not have anyone in Loch Modan, because that means it's my zone and it's all mine to myself. So I'm just saying, I do like a bit of, not having people around. I like to be a bit of a loner. What was that? Stone?
I think a little bit selfish there. A little bit.
No. Yeah. Not really.
No.
No. Like, there's not many things that I like, but Loch Modan is leader zone. That's it. It's just like, everyone, get out of my zone. That's it. The same as killing Murlocs yesterday. Get out of my zone. Stop killing my Murlocs. You might take my stuff. That's just, I'm just saying. I'm not nasty about it. I'm quite open. Just get out of my zone. Anyway. Sure. it's all good.
So it's all good.
What have you been up to? Obviously, since the patch, sir, the 7.3.5 is a bit crazy. But what have you been doing? We know you're channeling your inner monk. Still?
Yes, still.
Okay.
Tell us about,
how's it going?
So I got a rogue up to the top, and I got a druid up to the top. So I'm thinking, I got to try something different. And monk seems like a good choice. It can heal. It can, range. It can fight melee. It's just a little bit of everything. And so I have been trying over and over. And I cannot get past level 60 since the patch. And it's due to my own stupidity, chasing mobs or I'll be standing there minding my own business and another player will run by and the mob will disengage that player and then come after me. And monk is no good with mobs. It's great one-on-one. In fact, it's very powerful one-on-one. It can take on rares and named bosses because of paralysis, but mobs, he just can't, the poor monk just cannot heal fast enough. So that's what I've been chasing, and I've been learning a lot. It's, the patch, there's been a huge debate, and we could almost devote a show to the patch, There's a debate of, well, this challenge just is not doable since the patch. And I'd like to say, I think it is doable. You just have to change. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you think about all the expansions, it's always been change. And so the patch just means you've got to change some, do things differently. You know, before the patch, you could just run in. How many times would you see people go, ooh, I'm overpowered. You know, I'm OP. You don't hear people bragging about that anymore, but you can still get, you can still make progress. And that's what I'm learning right now with the monk, is changing my leveling, changing my strategy against getting to a destination, things like that.
Yeah. Do you still think that the biggest problem with the challenge is us? Like, it's basically us making the mistake, which gets our tune dead, flagged, whatever. Like, as you said, yes, 7.3.5 has changed a lot of stuff. We've got to look at a different way to play, which that's fine, but all those little things add up, which means if we don't change fast enough with it, if we suddenly do something that we've always done previously and then we go, oh, it didn't work and I'm dead, like, that's, it's still our mistake. It's still, you know, us learning what the new path is going to be. Do you think that's can be sometimes the biggest challenge?
I think so, yes. And I could give you an example. You know, before Legion, you know, you would just a lot of times just you would hear the pros talk about good tips like always clear a path, always have an escape, try to pull one at a time, you know, just those, you know, almost like basics, you know, these, this is the way you're going to have to do it. And then Legion comes along and you could just drop in, get the objective, dash back out, take on a mob and laugh your way out. And so it's almost like you got to get back into some of that mentality and some of the, those good tips of safe leveling that we knew before Legion. So it's almost like back to basics, clear path, leave an escape, pull one at a time. Oh, and abort early. That's another thing I've learned is if you do go with Night Elf and you got Shadow Meld, or if you're a hunter with Feigned Death, don't be waiting until the flashing red. You know, you, if you start a bad pull, go ahead and abort right then and there. Don't try to make up for it. Just abort, wait your minute and a half for the cooldown, and try again, you know. So just little things like that. How many times in the past before would you use Shadow Meld to grab a chest? You just run in, there's a mob, you'd grab the chest, grab the loot, run a few steps, and then Shadow Meld. You better not be doing that today. That's a good way to die. Or don't go running through a mob. You know, if you're mounted and you see a mob, they're gonna pull you. They're gonna pull you down and beat you to death. Yeah. Little things like that.
Know that one firsthand. Absolutely. Yeah. It seems definitely rougher to ride through stuff. You can't do that. And again, that's all part of the learning. You know, what we've been used to now is to change and finding the balance. And obviously, we've all are trying, you know, to be able to find that balance in leveling. So what's the highest monk? What did you get up to with your highest monk?
So sure. 59, you know, of course, it's always you die just before you're about to ding, you know, the big one. That's the rule, right? So it's been a struggle, but I'm already back up to 52. And after killing 5 or 6 monks. And so there's a graveyard of monks to, that was my learning curve. And so I, you know, I have a much better feel and in 3 more levels, I'll get the shield, which really helps with survivability. So, but one thing I will say, you know, back to your other question about, you know, what's changed. I think for a lot of players, fights take a little bit longer. And so, you know, you're using all your talents, your healing, your rooting or whatever it takes to survive a fight. And the fight is going on a little bit longer than before. Well, the problem with that is if a fight goes too long, you might start getting into secondary attacks that you never experienced prior. You know, in Legion, you just go smack, smack, and the mob is dead. But if you go 10, 15 seconds, they might cast or do something that you weren't expecting. And I found that out the hard way with a rare over in Hinterlands, you know, just going into the cave. I've seen this dude before. Oh, that Winterbark guy. Oh, yeah. Always drops something good. Oh, I'll just, you know, tap him. Paralysis. No, he sheeps me and beating on me. And he's never sheeped me before. I've never been sheeped. And it's an 8-second sheep. You can't do anything. No shadow meld, no running, no nothing. It's like, where did this come from? And dead. So it's like, okay, that rare I'm going to leave alone from now on. That's a...
Yeah. So it, wow. And that seems to be another common theme since the patch, is that the mobs that we're used to killing, because we're going in to a zone perhaps at a different point, all of a sudden seem to have an extra ability or extra stuff that maybe they didn't have when you went in there at, say, level 20, and all of a sudden you're going in there at level 30, and it's like, hey, where did this new thing that they're doing come from? So
I kind of wonder if, is that from the patch or was it always there, right? You know, like, because we don't, I kind of feel like maybe it's a little bit from the patch because they wanted to make sure that as things scaled up, they had extra stuff to make the fight a little bit more interesting. Yeah, but then I'm thinking, well, that seems like a lot of work, right?
Well, maybe they've had it in there for a long time, but because you normally hit a zone, say, you know, you do a lock mode down up until normally sort of 20, 23 before you move on to wetland, say. Whereas when you're going into Loch Merdan at 30, well, everything would have been gray. So maybe because it didn't trigger, like the effects weren't being triggered because it was gray to you and the mob's kind of like, oh, it's dead. Like bang, bang, and it's dead. Whereas now they're not. The fights are longer, like Stir said. And all of a sudden, secondary things are popping out that we're not used to seeing.
I mean, now that you're saying, you know, that they were gray, I'm thinking that maybe actually they didn't have those because there would be no reason for them to have them. They would probably have added it now because there is a reason for them to have them because they can scale. So I think these are new. I think these are new with the patch.
And I ran into, you know, I do the same as Lita. I like doing lock up till 20, and then I move on to wetlands. Well, so I dinged 20 in lock, went back to Stormwind, got my mount, went back to go to wetlands. And I'm thinking, well, oh, yeah, I got to go turn in those few quests at the Farstrider Lodge. So I head over there, and I thought, well, since I'm here, let's go see if the spider's in the cave and that ogre, the boss Mog or whatever his name is. And he killed me. It's like, wait, when he turned 20 or 21, he took on extra strength and stuff, and he was even harder. So I'd killed him but one level before, and then suddenly at 20, he's even stronger. So it's just little things like that, and you go, dang, it's I wasn't expecting that. I thought he'd be a pushover. He was not.
Kill him often. So
remember the Lurzon and Knuckle Rot thing? I could kill them fairly easily at 14. However, when I ran through again at 17 and they were 19, I would have died unless somebody else. I was lucky that somebody else had come by and began to kill him, because otherwise I would have been dead. So it seems like the scaling for certain things, you know, takes a very high ramp up.
So. And that's you know, like you said, that's another thing that we're getting used to. We're all getting used to it.
I like killing my rares, though. So much XP. Oh, my God.
I know, but you can't. The thing is, Stone, about a rare, taking on a rare and killing it gives you XP. Taking on a rare and killing yourself gives you nothing. Gotta find a balance.
Nothing.
Survive? Do I kill it and not kill it and end up dead? You know?
And you know what? Passing on a rare now is sort of like being an adult. It feels terrible. But you're like,
I know, right?
I see that rare. I know it's bad news. And there's even a chest near it. I'm like, oh man. I'm just forget it. I'm gonna live another day.
Yeah, mind you, I did take on the rare spider in Zoldarak, and actually, on the warrior, and I looked at the health, and I had more health than it, and I thought, you know what, I'll give this a go. Whereas King Crush, when I went to take him on, it had way more health than me, and that was just a bad move. But the spider didn't, so I thought, I'll give it a go. And literally, it was one of the only mobs where I probably hit it like seven times, and it was dead. And I was like, okay, that's not going to happen every time later. Remember that. That was just, you know, and it was nice XP, but don't expect that to happen all the time. So
yeah, for sure.
Anyway, how's figuring out your leveling path at the moment? Is that, have you turned everything around? Are we all upside down, back to front, all of that?
Nope. It's all back to what it used to be. You know, first you do the starter zone, run through Stormwind, do the balloon quest, take the tram over to Ironforge, and then Loch Modan and do Loch Modan, and then wetlands, and, you know, just the old progression. It seems like it works out well, because by the time you're starting to run out of content in Westfall and a little bit of, I only do the beginning of Red Ridge. By then, though, you've started opening up the level 30 zones and then the level 40 zones. And so you can pretty much kind of follow your old leveling pattern. But the best part about the patch here with the squish and the leveling is you can kind of pick and choose. So if you go over to Duskwood, you know, you'd always start on the east side of the map. On the east side of the map, start there and then eventually work your way to the west side of the map. Well, you can kind of pick and choose and jump around as you want, because they're all at the same level as you. And so, and that's probably one of the better things of all of this leveling is picking and choosing. Just choose the ones you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
The new play, here's the fun part. New players who join and they're going to do the lore master, or they're completionists. I've got to do every quest and every objective. And it's like, well, then you're going to die. It's like, you know, get out of that mentality.
Yep.
There's definitely stuff that I can't remember. One of the last quests, is it in Loch Modan or wetlands, is I leave it every time. And as much as I go, I'm not going to get the achievement, I go, I've already got the achievement. I don't need it on this turn. Like, again, get out of the thinking of just, if it's no good for your challenge turn, why do you want to risk it? Why do you want to risk it when you've already done so much work? So if in doubt, leave it.
Agreed.
Test it out on a scout, test it out on your other toons to see if it is doable. If it's not doable, don't push yourself to try and do it.
Well, a good example of that one is Winter Spring, when you go into the Yeti cave. You know, it's kind of like that Star Wars-ish kind of, lightsaber upside down, and then you got to kill the big boss Yeti. And then fight your way out of the cave, to get all the Yeti cloth and stuff like that. For a monk, that's easy. because they're spread out just enough that you can take one at a time. You can fight, pause the fight, heal up, resume, kill them next. Ash is running a pally right now, and you know, so he has no shadow meld and no escape. If that goes south, he's dead. So Ash skipped it, and I, you know, I tip my hat to him for being wise enough to know, no going there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, is finding the balance, because what will work with one tune or one class may not work with every other class or another handful of classes. So being careful that what you do on the tune you're currently on, remembering when you hop on a new tune that's a different class, don't go all gung-ho going, oh, I did this on my hunter, when you're on your
rogue
warlock and all of a sudden you're rogue dead. Yeah, rogue. So
yeah,
so how many monks are we up to?
Oh, dozens.
Jeez.
It's pretty bad. Oh, yeah. No. But stubborn. Call me stubborn. It's just, I'm going to get a monk there.
Dedicated. That's the word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Determined.
But I'm, you know, I'm actually enjoying it and having fun. And like some of the pros, and you know who you are, as he glances at Ash and Assy and some of the others, Zaya. We just keep re-rolling and but learning from it, and with the patch I've actually enjoyed the leveling, and you know, yes, it's frustrating, but you just go, okay, now I know. All right, let's try this again. Speaking of which, I got to give a shout out to a newer member of the guild named Miss Taco. She has died more times. I don't know if she's gotten up to 20. As a single player, but she just keeps trying and trying, and so she's an inspiration for someone who's trying the challenge new and just going, whoops, I died, let's do it again. So it's like, that's cool. I think she's number 8 on the team, so, and much higher than 20, but anyway,
and that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, yeah, sometimes those deaths are rough. They hurt, but the fact is, you know, these people, we all try and pick ourselves back up and get back out of there. And I think that's the inspiring thing. Like you said, when you just, you know, you shake your head and go, that was a dumb move. I got myself killed. And then, you know, go roll the next turn. Like, okay, we'll do it again. Let's go again and see how it goes. And to keep doing it, because we all want to strive to get to that max, is a credit. You know, I think it's credit to everyone who's still here doing the challenges, which is great. What do you think's been the absolute worst death that you've had, sir? The one that really, really hurt you?
Well, I mentioned the rare, and that kind of hurt because it took me by surprise. But the other one that's happened twice now is, I call it a mob death, where I'll just be standing around and I'll see another player rounding up a whole bunch of the mobs and is going to mass kill them. And you know, I'm just standing there going, okay, well, all right, I'll just watch and I'll wait until they respawn. And then the player starts running towards me and I'm like, huh, well, they'll just run right by me, and they do, and then all the mobs kill that player, and then they turn around, and instead of going back to their reset point or their spawn point, they turn on to me, and I didn't tag them or anything. I'm just standing there minding my own business and dead. And you're like, you don't even have time to lift a finger and hit shadow meld, you're just dead. And it's like, that's happened twice now, and I'm like, okay, all right, I'm now, when I see that happening, I move and get out of the way and run away from the fight. So, you know, before, you could just kind of be near fights and you're like, as long as you're not in aggro, it seems like the aggro rules have changed.
Yes,
so
they for sure have changed with the new patch. I've had that happen even on my main character, that somebody will die fighting something not so close to me, and the mobs just turned right around and come after me. I'm like, really? Come on.
Yeah.
Like, what's, I didn't even do anything to get them to come after me, right? So I'm pretty sure this is a new thing in the patch where, I mean, I think this is, yeah, it's hard for irons and stuff, but I think for pacifists, it's going to be even worse because, good Lord, when you see that, you need to book out of there pretty quickly. Like, as soon as you see a mob attacking another player, get out as fast as you can.
Yeah, for sure.
Run away. And there's nothing wrong with that. But like you said, the rules for the way things are now and us figuring out what works for us at the moment is still... How long has the patch been out, Stone? It's been out...
Since middle of January. So two months and a bit.
2 months. Yeah. And it's still a... You know, it takes time to find the things that work for us, obviously.
Here's the thing is that, you know, we you know, in Alpha, we don't really have... we can't create a level one character yet. We do know that the squish is in the Alpha. So... Once we can create the level one character, we'll be able to go play and see if 735 is going to change a little bit when the new expansion comes out, or if this is it, and just with different, not just with different health and all that stuff, right? So
yeah,
you know, once we can level up a character on the Alpha, then we'll be able to kind of do a show on, you know, this is life as we know it for the time being, and 735, that style is here to stay.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like it's going to be like that, and the stat squish is just number crunching or squishing, and that's it, and that's just going to be across the board. So I would like to do a show about 735. Stir, you mentioned that too, and it just, you know, I think right now I don't think we can do that until we know for sure. Like if this is it, I'm kind of hoping that the number squish will will give us a little bit extra oomph, a little bit.
But yeah, a little bit.
I kind of feel like that's not going to happen.
I feel like I know what a, you know, bloodthirsty is with all the grinding, because it does seem like right now a regular iron does a lot of... In fact, I tend to gravitate more towards grinding quests, you know, go kill 30 nesting way animals and just those kind of quests, as opposed to, okay, go kill that boss. It's like, So it's grindy right now.
Yeah, grindy, absolutely. All right, well, is there... any zone that you've been through that at the moment you're like, nope, don't, will not touch it since the patch?
Oh, sure. You know, Red Ridge or Death Ridge or Dead Ridge, as we like to call it, is still a very dangerous spot for irons. And in general, just know your tune and its capabilities. So if you need to stay out of caves, or if you need to avoid mobs and things like that, and or bosses, things like that, just get to know that. But Red Ridge is still rough, just because of its cave. And the other problem with some places like Red Ridge is the respawn rate is extremely fast. And so, you know, you're trying to clear a path. Maybe you need to go back in the back to get Yeller or whatever his name is, Yeller. And, you know, you're clearing a path, and by the time you turn around, they've already respawned. And same with the cave, like in Loch Modan, where you're going after the Foreman or Westfall, that cave. By the time you turn around to leave, I have found myself, in fact, I mentioned it in chat, I oftentimes now, if I'm at the end of a cave and I've completed the objective, I'll just hearth out. I won't even try to fight my way back out a second time to get out of the cave. I'll just hearth out and fly back to where I was at.
Yeah, that's sometimes the best way to do it. Don't don't think that by running out, there's no reason why you can't just use your Hearthstone. Like, it just, that's what it's there for. Get you out of tight situations.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I was in, let's see, just the beginning of Eastern Plaguelands. And, you know, your first quest is to kind of go over and find one of the pallies in that spider terror web tunnel. And I ran through the tunnel and it was empty. It was like, oh, so, thank you. Some other player cleared it. And it was almost simultaneously, all the spiders respawned instantly. And if you remember that tunnel, there's a lot of pats too. And I'm like, no way. So I paralysis the first one that was closest to me, and I hearthed out. It's like, I'm not going to even try, because it would be death. Nowhere to run.
Yeah. There we go. There's a good show title right there.
Nowhere to run. I like that.
That one's good.
You mentioned something about tight places. I kind of think that would be a really great title for a show too.
I don't remember the tight places one. I was half paying attention. Okay, so advice. What's your advice to anyone at the moment? I would say anyone, all of us as well as the newbies, what do you suggest?
Well, as we just said, there's no shame in hearthing. So, okay. Couple of new tips that we haven't heard before. One, if you haven't, on one of your banker tunes, go buy those two toys that give you all the flight points, because that really, really helps. Because you still don't get all of them. Those toys just give you one flight point in the zone, not all flight points. And so, but it can really help you taking the long path. And remember, don't run through that mob on your mount, because they will take you down. So those flight points is helpful. And then lastly, as we mentioned kind of earlier, cherry pick the quests that are suitable for your tune. So don't do all the quests if you can't. Pick the ones that you know are good and you're comfortable with, and then move on, because to get to 60, there are plenty of quests. You know, you'll get there. Plenty of zones. Don't try to do all of them.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Really good advice there. So thank you very much, sir. We appreciate that. How's that dance party going? I've just dropped the Felt Flame campfire, you know, just to keep everyone warm and give a slight green glow to the party. Because, you know, green glow is good.
It's Booty Bay. It's going to be warm. It's never cold. It never snows. It's jungle.
It's jungle time.
And you know. Stir is wearing a very nice outfit. Yep.
Thanks.
Work it. There you go.
Assy is one big tune, isn't he? He's right behind me. It's like, making me nervous, dude.
Yeah. Assy's like,
There's anything wrong with that. It's okay. It's okay, Assy. You can, you know, you want to live that way. That's okay, man. It's okay.
Good old Booty Bay. All right. So you were saying you've been leveling monk number 50 million. So you're up to 52?
52, yes. Yep 52. Right. Yep. And by the way, on a server like Warmrest Accord, which is an RP server, the sales of items are just great. I'm at 30,000 gold by selling a couple of robes. It's like, this is crazy. It's like, oh well. So I'm hoping I can make it to a garrison, because I've got the money now.
Yay. Well, that's exciting. It's like the little mini game within playing a challenger. Mm. How much gold can I make on this tune before I kill it? Well, that's what I think. But
before you kill it.
Well, I normally do. That's what I do. So, but it's always interesting how some things sell and you're like, oh, put it up for whatever. And you come back and you're like, whoa, I sold some stuff. Yay. That's really exciting. So it is fun. Some servers definitely have got a good little auction house market. and others are, it's a bit harder to sell, but it's always nice to get a little bit extra gold to help, you know, help along the way, especially when you want to get flying and things like that, when it's a little bit, yeah, well, not harder, but you kind of, if you're on the bloodthirsty, you're only picking up what you're killing. So auction house sales does help a lot, which is, yeah, which is good. So thank you, Stir. Thank you for all of your information and all of your insight. And good luck. Good luck with the monk.
And, thank you. Thank you.
We will see what Stone's been up to. Stone, you've got more writing than I've got writing this week.
Well, because you were limited to 14 pages, right? So I'm allowed to do whatever I want. Because it's my first show back and I do what I want, right?
Yep, sure.
Because apparently when I'm away, Lita just does whatever she wants. And anyways, yep.
She does anyway, whether you're here or not.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I got my Holy Pally. I'm trying to I've picked a spec and I'm trying to keep in that spec as much as I can. So for the Pally, I rolled whole holy and got to level 20. And I'm working on the, you know, kill 25 orcs quest in Deadridge. I lost a tune to that a couple weeks ago, I think, where I couldn't knock out the some of the guards and they kept trying to kill me and they eventually succeeded. So I don't know if I'm going to continue on with Red Ridge. I think I might just do the 25 orcs and just be like, okay, I'm done. Cause I don't want to even kill the two named guys. Cause they're a little bit tough. But the Holy Pally is stronger than I really thought it was going to be. Like really, I'm very surprised. Things haven't kicked me yet while I'm trying to heal myself. So I'm sure when that happens, I'll be back on the stream and cursing, which I'll have to edit myself. That won't be good. Right. So yeah, I feel like I want to just throw my character at Red Ridge and just go all in because I want to test more. I want to see what I can do. And at level 20, it's not a big deal as if you were in there at level 60. Okay, I mean, if you lost your tune at 60 now, whoa, so sorry, right? But you're at level, like I'm at level 20, so I'm at level. I think I just screwed it up myself when I killed my rogue off. I think it was a rogue. No, it wasn't a rogue. When I killed my thing off, I don't know what it was. It was a different character. I killed my thing. Okay, so I have a Brewmaster Monk, fantastic class and spec, level to 20, and I'm in Northern Barrens doing the ratchet quests, and I finished off like a quest chain, and oh cool, hey man, Azeroth Coast to Coast posted a new track. Hey Swing Cat, you're in chat right now. I don't know, my phone just said that there's a new track. Yeah, I was actually listening to their show when they recorded live. So okay, squirreling, we're gonna get Stone back onto the show notes here. So I finished Gazlo's treasure quest line, and that's the one where it finishes off above Ratchet at this big massive tree, and you turn in a quest there, and then you get attacked by Baron Longshore and some other dude. I was able to kill those guys off, and that's all fine. So I decide, okay, well, I'm gonna jump off the cliff, because I can see another level of the cliff below me and I'm fine, right? So I jump down and apparently I just missed the part where I should have hit and I continue to fall past that cliff. And I landed and I posted a screenshot on Twitter, but I had like 53 health left. And I actually got the achievement going down, right? So I nearly pooped in my pants because I was like, oh, I missed the jump. Like, what? And oh no, oh, I'm still falling. Oh, I'm going to die. Oh no. And I'm still alive. Thank goodness. Yeah, so that was a little scary. I think next time if I jump off cliffs, I'll really, really make sure my aim is true. No, like just aim, lift it. Anyway, yeah. So, sometimes my boys have problems with aiming. Maybe they get that from the dad. Which maybe I'm not their dad because I have impeccable aim with other stuff. So, Death Knight. So I do have an Iron Death Knight, and that took a mere 5 minutes to kill. So my Death Knight died, and I was only level 56, and I was doing the, I have to go kill Mayor Quimby, and he's in the town hall, and then you have people on either side of the town hall, and you're trying to go through the path, and I was able to kill a few of them, and then one would run off, and then my ghoul would chase after him, and it took 5 minutes, and I was dead. And I was like, yeah, I think we're going to shelve the Death Knight for a while, so he's dead and gone. My Bloodthirsty, I didn't kill off, but I was telling you, Lita, off air the other day, because I noticed something else, and I flagged myself due to quests, and I have 211 out of 210 quests. So my character was grandfathered under the old rules where you were allowed to have 210 quests. If you go from 211 to 219, you're yellow flagged. If you go 220 or higher, you are red. You are red flagged. But for me, I mean, yellow flag is still, it makes it like, I'm done. So I think what happened is that I've been doing the Falcosaur account wide quests. And yes, those are considered part of the 210, except that I think it was more my own fault that I did a few extra quests on the Bloodthirsty that I normally would not have done, and those accrued with the things that I was allowed to do, and so it put me over, and oh well. I feel bad because I got to level 34 with it, and I was kind of having a little fun, a little bit with the Bloodthirsty, just... I really weird. I know. And
what was that?
But
you used a three letter word. Did
I three letter word?
Bot?
Oh, okay. I mean, I could think of another three letter word that probably wouldn't be able to say on the air. So hold on. Okay, there we go. Yep, really. Because it's a podcast and the video part is not is not censored. So anyways, I'm kind of not too upset because I kind of like the idea of doing the Bloodthirsty with the new rules where it's literally like five quests. So basically don't do any quests, right? So I'm looking forward to it. So I might re-roll a Bloodthirsty or I think I might shelve that again till the stat squish stuff comes out.
Right? Let's organize your Bloodthirsty now.
No.
Come on. No. We should. Come on.
Nope.
Come on. Let's do a roll.
Nope.
Let's do a roll for it.
Nope. Yeah. I have a pacifist, actually. That's not dead or anything. It's just level 4. I haven't played it. It hasn't come up yet. So, and eventually it will because I'm removing the classes as I go, right? So if they die or get flagged, they're just gone. I'm not going to re-roll them until the squish comes out. Once the squish comes out, then I'm going to start to re-roll stuff again and see how we go. Yeah. I kind of feel like I want to keep those tunes as like, not like post patch, but like I feel like I want to keep them like pre squish kind of deal, because I feel like between now and the squish, we're kind of in this part of the expansion in the game where this is, it's for sure not going to stay this way because numbers are going to squish. So we don't really know what it's going to be like. So I kind of feel like this part is kind of like this weird, nebulous, temporary holding spot. And I really like going like this, especially on the air. And I'm not going to say what we're doing on the podcast because, yay, audio. Anyway, so Lita,
yes.
Why don't you tell us what you've been doing this week?
Okay, I can do that. Because actually it's been a very short challenge week.
Oh, I know why. You've been OCDing.
I've been a little obsessed with something else. So anyway, I did manage to play my Bloodthirsties, and I think I stream them, or was it I streamed my Iron? I can't remember earlier in the week. But I got my priest. So my Night Elf priest, I got to 24. She's at 859 kills. So I'm still keeping track of how many kills to get to which level. So again, just to see stats, like stats. I do like numbers. My Night Elf hunter hit 32, and she's at 1,704 kills, which is good. And again, for the Bloodthirsties, the hunter, I can just chain pull. I just feel it's really quite good just to go into a zone and have enough that I can kind of chain pull an area without feeling overwhelmed by it, which is good. But not trying to take on too much. Definitely not trying to take on too much. The priest is still pretty strong. She's in disc. So she feels good, though I did do a couple of stupid things and had to shadow meld. Again, when you accidentally pull more than two mobs, you know, you've got to get yourself out. Like Stir said earlier, sometimes you've got to abort early. You're just like, nope. Whoops, done, you know, and then patience to be like, right, okay, I'm going to shadow meld for a minute or two just to let that cool down, come back, get myself out somewhere safe. So that way, if I do the pull again, and if it messes up again, you don't want to be trying to hit a cooldown and be like, you've still got 2 minutes on your cooldown. That's not good. So they're getting there. I did want to play the others this week, but I got a bit sidetracked. I did, though, go hunting with my warrior. So I took her out to Zoldarak, which was one of Five's things that he said to do. And I thought, well, I'll go give it a go. So she was at 13% 366. When I went out there, she's now at 41%. So I think I was only out there for an hour or two. Felt actually really good. I felt really, the mobs are a little bit further apart than, so there's no real padding into, as long as you're just kind of careful. So I've been killing the raptors. And as I said, I got the rare spider was there when I went, which was really surprising because I don't go looking for it. It just basically padded. Like, it's just like, oh, I walked past me and I'm like,
okay.
Oh, do I want it? No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Health wise, well, I've got more health than it. Like, okay, we'll give it a go. But again, make you sure if I needed to abort that I could run back out. So, but it wasn't a problem. So that was an extra like 12K XP.
Wow.
So yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm only getting about 750 with rested on a kill. So 12,000 XP with the rare.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But I'm not expecting that all the time. Definitely not. So I did a couple of hours out there and felt really, really quite good. And that was the first time I'd been actually with the key bindings, with the mouse and making sure that I had everything with her spells and all those bits and pieces. So I actually felt really comfortable with her, and which is a good sign. So I'm like, right, okay, we'll go back to Zoldrak when, you know, when I get back to playing her. So yeah, so that was good. And then the other thing that happened was,
I shouldn't laugh, but okay. Oh, I can laugh. Okay, no, okay. Before you start, mm-hmm. I was the one that discovered this, and yes. Lita ripped me a new one. Like, she was all over me. She got so mad at me. Wow.
I was so mad at me for making a stupid, dumb mistake. So, again, the things where we fail with the tune is because we do something stupid and dumb. So let me tell you about my stupid and dumb, and let's hopefully have a lesson for everyone. So I ended up, she was level 34, yeah, 34, 35, something like that.
34.
I had a Night Elf Hunter over on my Oceanic server. I haven't played her for a couple of months because I've been concentrating on keeping the tunes to Wormrest, but I didn't want to just delete her. I kind of, she was over there, and I was like, yeah, I might get back to her. That's okay. I'll leave her there. Anyway, she's bloodthirsty and she's a hunter. And I had obviously purchased something off the auction house that was enchanted braces.
Yep.
So someone had enchanted the green braces and I didn't notice them and therefore red flagged my character. Now, I don't check my characters. I honestly do. It's rarely that I check my characters. If I think I've made a mistake, I'll go check my characters. Mm-hmm. If I'm pretty sure I've done everything right, I just don't check them. Stone had checked something of his,
yeah,
which he then went, hang on, that character right above my character or below your character, wherever it was, he's like, I know that name. Why you were on is top. That one flat? So he relayed to me that I had red flagged my tune, and I was like, what? Because I didn't even realize. So again, my thought of is, if you're buying stuff off the auction house for your tunes, for your bloodthirsty tunes, which you are perfectly allowed to do, just please make sure that somebody hasn't enchanted them,
yep,
with some random enchant or whatever. It's Nisi, that's what happened. I was really not in a good mood for quite some time. And it was not at Stone, and I appreciate him telling me, because I would have hated going another, who knows?
So bad.
However, yeah,
I did. Such colorful words. I've never heard them before. Wow.
I was so, so cranky with myself. I couldn't believe that I'd done something that stupid. So, again, just lesson learned, be really careful, really careful. So, that's the PSA for this week. Be careful with
I would like to point out that somebody made this, somebody found this out a long time ago, a couple years ago, because somebody was enchanting white gear and putting that up on the auction house. And Azzy brought that up to our attention about 2 years ago, almost 2.5 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Maybe we actually need to start paying attention to what Azzy's saying.
Azzy, hot you. I honestly don't think about it because,
yep, yeah,
you just, I mean, you know,
yeah, sure, sure.
Don't, but yeah, people are out there. I mean, it wasn't a huge enchant. It wasn't, what was it, like +3 strength or something really random.
Yeah.
I was like, didn't even notice. So just, yeah, just be a little bit wary of anything that you're buying off the auction house in terms of green or even white gear. Yep. Because if people are out there enchanting things, whether they're doing a normal turn to level their profession, or it's just, yeah, flagged, like red flag, not even yellow flag, no. Guys. Flag, I had to go strip her down, delete her, and which is, it more hurts because I did something stupid. You know, I didn't get her killed. I just did something stupid and got a flag, so.
And officially, yeah. We are counting that, right? As a death.
And we are counting all tunes that you get flagged, whether it's death or doing something stupid like what I have done. So, yes, she's on my death list, ready for the end of the year. Yes. Another one bites the dust. But anyway, we've got that.
Okay. So, for the next part, usually we would bring Azzy on. So how I had it set up was that Azzy would come on to Discord, and so it wouldn't screw up our screens and all that stuff, and then he could be able to talk and give us his pun. Unfortunately, I can't figure out how to make it so he can hear this, so he can hear Lita and our guest, and also have them hear him. So he's basically hearing himself, and I can't figure out how to deal with that right now. So he's actually sent his pun to be read by Stir.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. Direct from Australia, here's Assy's pun of the week. What's the difference between a cat and a comma? A cat has claws at the end of paws. A comma is a pause at the end of a clause.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I like that one, Azzy.
Yeah. I read that to my cat, and she just kind of looked at me like, okay. All right. Yeah. But my wife liked it. She liked it.
So. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I've got one for you, too.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Just remember, if you run in front of a car, you'll get tired. But if you run behind the car, you'll get exhausted.
I am not reading that other line. Lita, you can read that line.
When I get tired, I get run down.
Okay.
Oh, thank you guys.
That's a wrap. Yeah, okay.
Nice. Yep. Wrap. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Let's do the next part. Stone.
Okay. I have a bumper here somewhere.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
All right, BlizzCon was announced this week, and actually, no, it wasn't. It was not announced for reasons. So we still don't know when BlizzCon's going to be. However, what we do know is it will be sometime in November, because the Overwatch World Cup, they said it will be in November. They just did not put dates on it, because they're like, ha, 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 we're not stupid. We're not going to tell you when the World Cup dates are. Yeah, yeah. But one of the things is that if you are going to be going to BlizzCon, let us know, because I wouldn't mind doing, we've had a brief chat about this before, is that just have a little meetup. Just, you know, doesn't have to be anything big. Just go out and have something to eat. Just chill and, you know, any Irons or Bloodthirsties or Pacifists or even Iron Teams, you know, it's all good. Just want to meet y'all. So, yeah.
Yeah. Come say hi.
Yeah. We have Dark Moon Fair coming April, starts tomorrow. Go back. April 1st to 7th.
Right.
Tonight for you. Yeah. And March of the Tadpoles is coming. Holy crud. April 5th. Yeah. I remember doing a couple quests. I think there was a quest or two, but nothing big. So it's not a big deal. I think I just got gold for it because I was at max level. Basically, March of the Tadpoles is up in Northrend in Borean Tundra, where the king, King Murloc guy, the guy who's dressed up in the Murloc suit, gets all the little baby Murlocs, and you have to like rescue them and save them. Anyways, it's not a big deal. You should be able to do it as a challenger, except for Bloodthirsties.
No Bloodthirsties.
And I laugh at your pain. I don't know why, but I do. Okay. Noble Garden goes from April 2nd to 9th. This is just based on what we know from last year, because Wowhead doesn't have stuff up yet. Chocolates, they are okay to eat to restore your health, but the buff is no good. Unless you're on a tin character, then that's okay. The clothing, I believe, if they are white, you can wear it. If they're not, if they're greens, then that's a no-no. So you will get flagged, even the shirts, everything. If it's green or higher, don't bother. Unless you're on a Bloodthirsty, then the Bloodthirsty, you can do whatever the heck you want, unless it's blue or higher. So Egg Basket, the on-use effects when you hold this thing is to increase your speed by 60% for 10 seconds. Honestly, it's not a big deal because it's only limited for this week or for that week when it's on. And it's also only limited to areas where you can actually pick up the eggs. So if you go into like a different zone, you can't, it doesn't work. So I would say it's okay to use it because really it's only in that small little spot. It's not a big deal. And it's only for a week. So have fun with that. And because it's white, too, so it's not like it's a green item with a on-use effect or something like that, too. Mounts and pets are okay to obtain. I don't know what is going on. You can obtain the mounts, that's all good, and you can use them, but the pets you can't use. You can obtain them, you just can't use it for battling on your challenger. And quests are all okay to do, except for Bloodthirsty. It will just end on a note where we're laughing at other people's pain.
Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
Sorry.
Awesome. Sorry.
So sorry.
All right, well, we've got a few exciting things coming up. So hopefully people can get a little bit of extra XP for their tunes along the way, which is good. Just remember, if in doubt, check it out. If in doubt, check it out.
Wow.
Oh, that's good. If in doubt, check it out on a scout or your normal tune first.
Even then, if in doubt, check it out on a scout. Wow. Lita's just like throwing them down.
Woo! Lita's a poet and she totally know it. Kind of? Maybe? I don't know. You're anyway.
Fired. Man.
All right, let's do State of the Challenges. Do you want to do the irons for me?
Sure. First on the list, our buddy Zortzberger at 55. Zaya Blue at 55. Furline, she's at 55. Rotten Beef, unfortunately, died at 56. That's and mine. Dude, what the? Also died at 62. Never Died Hunter, he's at 65. Cellular, 72. Marg Totem, 78. Margo Stealth at 78. And Bikini Kills is at 84.
Very nice.
Wow, nice. All right, let's have a look at the blood. So we have got Gorkrazed at level 40. I know who that one is. Awayan Hunt at 40. Iron Grinder M at 44. Old Moon died at 54. Oh no. Try Again has died at 62. Oh dear. Kit Sondra hit 63. Five on it. I like that. 65 Ice Shard. That's a really cool name. Hit 68 Margblood hit 88 And Genetics hit 94 Well done, nice. Blood. Okay, pasties.
Pasties. And forgive me if I mess up some of these names.
Nope.
Valionia?
You need to butcher them as badly as you can. That's part of being okay. A guest.
I could say it phonetically. Anyway, Harknall, 15, died. Shortcuts, took a shortcut and is dead at 19. Furkisa, 20. Peaceful, 31. Now, that's a good name for a pacifist. You know, Peaceful, 31. Ash Peace L, 34. Mons Preacher, 37. Breeza, made it to 42. Peace Nika, 62. And five curmudgeon. Five. Hey, good for you. 108.
Getting up there.
Yeah. And I know he's nervous. He's in chat all the time. And
I would be too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
So be careful, buddy.
Yeah. Be careful. We're you know, cheering you on, but we do understand how nervous you would be. So well done, though, everyone, so far this week. We've lost a few, which is not good. So sorry to hear that. Stone, who have we got for our...
I kind of feel like that's going to be the new norm. We're going to be losing a few, you know, mm-hmm. until people get used to stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Tins. We got Tin Man Stud is at level 20. Panned Ironist at level 21. Tirazan at level 22. Five Beyond at 27. Ash Ears Scout at 28, Iron Dream at 36, Arun at 40, Green Grass at 55, Zaya Bo at 58, and Emily at 106. And Emily, unfortunately, won't be appearing on the list anymore because I fixed the thing that making her appear on there again because she's already been flagged, but it was still picking her up as with changes, and I just like saying her name. Emily. So, yeah. Okay, so Iron teams. We've got Meow Meow. That sounds like a team that my son would make because he is all about his stuffed cat, and he actually calls his cat stuffed cat Meow Meow.
Nice.
Yep, they're at level 22. The Goonies is at level 25, and...
I love it.
Yep. Three Dwarves Stout has been red flagged at level 27. And he feels really bad about this, but somewhere along the line, Terwinkle equipped green gear.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ouch. Mm. Yep. But still, that's good job, guys.
I think that was better than... That was better than their last attempt, though. So,
yeah.
Eventually, these things will add up, and he'll, you know, things will be good. It's okay.
Good.
The next one is in French, so I don't know. On se voit plus tard. I think it was like, oh man, no, not until next time. What was it again? I put it into Google Translate, and then I forgot to copy it over. But they're at level 32. Iron Fist is also red flagged at level 34 because Lawan has also equipped uncommon gear. So, yep. It only needs one person to do it, and then the whole team loses. That's just right. that's
the rule.
That's part of the thing where it's a great thing to try, and you might think it's easy because you get teammates, right? You know, you have one or two people that run with you. I mean, you can have up to four or up to five in the team, but you also have to make sure that those people on your team are doing the appropriate things, right? Because if anybody screws up, you're all done, right? So so it's like a blessing and also a curse too, which makes it interesting. Team Puppet Lives On is at level 35. Taco Spoons is at 35, and Heels and Shields is at 36, but they're lost to the Nether. I feel like somebody died on the team and they just deleted their character. So that's usually how it works, even like on a normal iron. So, so congratulations. And, you know, I want to just point out here that, Margo Stealth is at 78 for irons. Just, you know, because rogues are extremely difficult now. Mm. Extremely difficult. So it's going to be interesting to see if he's able to get it up. Not. I feel that the shaman, I think the shaman would have been harder. I feel like the rogue now is harder.
Okay.
I would agree.
But, yeah. Okay. And I didn't mean like get it up. I mean like level it up. Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, obviously commiserations to everyone who's had a rough week this week. But well done to all of our challengers for once again, just, you know, well done. It's so good to see people leveling, which is fantastic. Okay. Bumper?
Oh, Bumper?
Coffee is my blood.
Okay. You knew that my first show back, I have to screw around a little bit, right? So, okay, here we go.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
Yay. Nice.
Okay.
All right. So this is where we get to answer your questions, talk about all sorts of, you know, weird, wonderful things that we've got. Humor apparently is now also another part of our Chit Chat, which is good. So this one, Stir, do you want to take the first one from Eli CTR, please?
Yes, and they ask, humor? Hey, on my tombstone, please write, not appreciating my puns when I was alive was a grave mistake. I might use that one.
Oh, Eli, that's kind of cute. I like that. I do like that. Okay. Stone.
So
you're doing this quite good.
Yeah.
So Azzy
put in a question, and I'm going to read it word for word. How much wood would a woodchuck, if a woodchuck wood? That is wrong. That is not the correct question. It is, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? But the answer is, a woodchuck could chuck as much wood as he could if a woodchuck could chuck wood. So, Stir, can you read the next one, please?
I'm so glad you didn't give me that one. You did that well. Taco asks from Discord, if you're on a team and one member dies, can the other surviving, you know, team member switch over to regular Iron Man? Or are they done?
Yeah, they can. At first I was thinking, could the other team member be put over to another team? And that's no. But if one person dies on the team or gets flagged, actually, I don't know, because I think I have a thing in there to check if it's on a team or not.
So you'd have to disband the team? No? You can't do team support.
No.
Deleted the one that got flagged.
That's an interesting question, because I actually, I'm not sure, because I've got stuff in there to make sure that you can't do certain things, so that we don't have people like in tins and also doing teams and all that stuff. I think the answer is no. And I think it's not that you've been flagged, but you can try. I mean, you can try. I mean, so if your team member dies, I would say try to add your character to the normal iron list. see what the error is.
Yeah. And, would the stats be off maybe because of the team part?
No.
All right.
No, I mean, as long as you didn't break any rules on that character and you didn't die, then fine. Because
give it a shot.
Yeah, because we're talking about somebody else on the team, right? So if somebody else on the team dies, but you were okay.
Yeah.
I think you're okay, but I think I have code in there to say, no, you can't, because we didn't want people doing both, right?
Right.
Kill percentages, I guess it would depend on your class and what your role was on your team, but that could be an issue too. So.
Yeah. Try it. Can't hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll see how it goes. Good luck. Good luck, Taco. All right. So from Discord, we have got Alminia asked, what effects do you think BFA will have on challenges above 110 next expansion? No idea. I haven't even thought about it. Stone.
I mean, it's finding the appropriate path from 110 to 120, right?
Mm.
Because Legion's only going to be useful for about two or three levels.
Yeah.
And then what, right? We have no idea. The only people that will have any idea are the people that are in alpha right now that I'm pretty sure I know one or two people that are in alpha. And they are doing what they usually do, what they have done before, and that's scouting out the leveling path so that as soon as it goes live, they are ready to go.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter, I think, is finding the appropriate path. So Remedy is saying that the questing in BFA is structured really well. You think it would be fine. See, yes and no, because we're wearing white gear, right? So strength, character strength and power, it's drastically different from even wearing greens. It's just so much of a difference. I would say if you have an alpha account right now, I would go create a character at 110, strip off all your gear and see what you can do. Right. Because right now we can't do character copies that will come in the beta, and we can't create characters at level one. So, I mean, at this point it's more scouting to see kind of what you can get away with as a naked toon, and being a naked toon, it's even worse than having at least white gear on. So, at least in that respect, you should be able to get a good gauge of, you know, can I do this or not? Quest mobs aren't packed together too tightly. There's that tight word again. Lots of kill quests though. So like bloodthirsty, which we already kind of felt like in Legion, it got kind of grindy like that too, right? You have to go grind on birds and demons and all kinds of stuff, right? So it's going to be interesting.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Lita's not even listening to me at all.
I am. Nope. I just dropped a cat. Okay.
So, sorry, you just dropped a what?
I just dropped a keg, a booze.
A keg. Oh, for everyone to I've drink. Got actually beer in the fridge. I've finally got beer in the house. Imagine that.
Hiding in the street, people. I turned into a moonkin. It's kind of cool.
Are you on screen? I don't see you. Oh, there you are.
I'm a moonkin.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So yeah. Nisi's saying, yeah, so just chat room questions. I think we were going over some of them a little bit here. Leela was saying, where can I find a bow or gun for level 36? I honestly, I don't know off the top of my head. Stir, do you know?
I always use Wowhead to find those kind of things.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you use Wowhead and do the gear checker, and you can do a filter for white or gray gear. I'm pretty sure that the highest gun is 42, and then you start getting into the next expansion stuff, right? Oh, there's a Ash is saying a 52 gray drop. What is the Cherry Coke status? I do not have Cherry Coke. I have regular Coke. So.
Yeah, there's the 31. Yeah, that's it. Five's got it. BKP Ultra.
Level 41? Vendor
sells them. There is vendors, I'm pretty sure, Stormwind.
Yeah.
And 45 Iron Forge. Gray
bow.
Yeah.
I do need a beer. Lita usually. Yeah. I mean, after last night, man.
What did you say?
You ripped into me last night. Why did you make me flag? She blamed her flag on me. If you don't unflip my flag, I'm going to... I'm like, what? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah. So, okay. Okay. So, thank you for everyone. I guess like we're going to start wrapping things up here a little bit. Thank you for everyone, for our mods, modding in Discord and Twitch. Poor Stone was, yeah. I actually did say I was going to call in fake sick. I was going to be like, I can't make it, Stir. Sorry. You can deal with her. I do not want to deal with her. Because she is going to, like, take you apart.
Wow.
Yep. So thank you for all of our iron...
April Fool's later.
Wow. It's not April Fool's here. So...
No, but here. Thank you. Man.
Listen, I'm getting in my digs now while I can. So thank you to all of our Iron Elites for all of your support. If there's ways you can support us, it's all on the site. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. Just, you know, if you can, great. If not, it's okay. We appreciate your support. And one more thing is, I need to change the show notes. So I was going to move stuff around, but I forgot to. Just thank you for being here in Twitch and listening and watching as we record live, because it makes it a more fun experience for us where we can produce a show and also chat with all of yous to, you know, just kill a little time, have a little fun. I know it's the weekend, you know, my family's locked in the dungeon. I mean, is watching a movie in the basement. So, you know, keeps people occupied, that kind of deal. So, anyways, thank you all for being here. Okay, our next show will be Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Toronto, at all times. The show is based on Toronto time. That's how it is. Okay? And daylight savings and all this time shifting stuff, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if everybody did it at the same time. Right? And it would be okay if you chose not to, but if your country or province or state chose to, you had to do it on this particular weekend. That would make it better than all the weird stuff that just happened this last month. So, 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, April the 8th at 12 a.m. GMT, 1 a.m. Central European Summertime, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight savings time. What? Are they not ADT? Nope. Okay, well, they are still at 9 a.m., okay? Australia Eastern is still at 9 a.m.
Should have come off daylight savings today.
Right, okay, so maybe maybe it's ST then. Okay. I'm pretty sure I saw on the time zone difference thing it said AEDT. Anyways, 9 a.m. Lita time. We will be joined, hopefully, by Never Died.
That would be cool.
Fingers crossed.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
I have really tried to bribe him. I've talked with his kids and wife and stuff just to be like, hey, could you like let him, you know, come on? And they're like, no. So finally, although I'm probably jinxing it now. Finally.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So yeah.
Yes.
We're really excited. So we're hoping everything works and we can pull off that we will be able to sit down and have a chat with him next week. So fingers crossed
I'm really looking forward to meeting with her, because I think she will be such a fantastic guest. So
I see you.
And we'll talk about that on the after show. So thank you, Stir, for joining us. And sorry. So sorry for you having to deal with this stuff.
Thank you, Stir. We love having you on. Thank you for coming to chat and tell us everything you've been up to. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Well, sure. And by the way, it's been a fun show. You can find me most of the time in Discord as Stir, one of the moderators. If you've got a tune on Worm Rest Accord, look for us in WoW Iron Man, and you can find me there too.
Nice. Cool. Excellent. I just turned into, I just used a toy. There she is. She's going to dance. All right. So good luck with your monk, Stir. We're all right behind you. So good luck with that this week. Okay. Thanks. So for everyone who doesn't know, you can check out the WoW Challenges website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can email us, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com, as well as tweet us over on Twitter, which is @WoWChallenges. We have got our Discord server, which everyone is welcome to come and be a part of, to chat and hang out, which is discord.wowchallenges.com. Remember, we have got one rule, Will Wheaton's rule. If you don't know what it is, look it up. I'm just saying, Will Wheaton's rule. Okay, don't forget, come check out our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. As well as checking all the videos. Hi, everyone on YouTube. Over at WoW Challenges 1 on YouTube. Don't forget, it's number 1 at the end.
Yeah.
Darn. Yeah. Can you still not get the...
No, because if I were to get it, I'd still have to upload all the videos over there. Yeah.
Bummer.
Not worth it.
Not worth it. Anyway, WoW Challenges 1, because we are number 1. Woo! Remember, come catch us live, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Now, you can find me on Twitter. I am @LetaWow, which is LeetaWow. And you can check out Behind the Avatar, as well as Adventures in Azeroth, which we will do some stage.
We'll do it when Lita's not doing her thing.
Doing my thing. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing. Melux.
Yeah.
Melux. It had to be Melux. Anyway, Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your single stone, one stone. Anyways, without the S. So, as well as Adventures in Azeroth. I did want to mention that I didn't in the in my weeks in WoW, because it wasn't this week, but last week on episode 204 of the Pwncast, I was actually on there, and I was, like, unleashed. I got to swear and all that stuff that I'm not allowed to do here. So, yeah. And, Lita, you were on last, just this week.
Yesterday. Yeah. I was. So I'm 205. So Stone's 204, and I'm 205, and I got to chat with Remedies and to the lovely Belle, which was awesome. And I didn't have to swear. I was good. I think Belle and Remedies made up for me, so I'm okay with that. It's all good. I normally don't. I always say, I normally don't swear a lot, except for at work. Work, cuss like a sailor. Funny about that. But anyway, it's all good. So it was a lot of fun. Thanks, guys. Give some love and shout outs to Pwncast, because they are good people over there. Hi, Belle. Heart you. All right. So again, thank you, chat room. I want to say thank you, everyone, for just coming and hanging out with us. We really do appreciate it. Thank you to our Booty Bay party. Good idea, Stir. That was, look at everyone. Everyone's dancing.
Booty. Yeah. Good turnout. Thanks, everyone.
Good turnout. Absolutely. All right. Lastly, I want to thank two very special content creators who we absolutely love. First one is Mark Conan, he does our intro. So you can find him at Mark Conan WoW on Twitter, as well as part of the Torrent Think Tank team with Jules. And Epic Insanity does our outro, and you can check him out at Epic_Insanity on Twitter, as well as his show Frozen Nerds, as well as Epic Questions. So again, big thank you to those guys, because we really, really appreciate their help with that. Other than that, everyone, chat room, thank you. Have a great week. Please be careful. Don't red flag yourself with enchanted gear. That would be a good idea. Stay safe. Be good.
I'm Stir, always good.
Thank you. Thank you again for joining us. We do appreciate it. And other than that, everyone, just have a great week.
Yeah. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Chocolate.
Easter.
Chocolate.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.